You're listening to the Qalam Podcast, the 40 hadith of Imam An-Nawawi as explained by Mufti Hussein Kamani. This seminal and foundational collection of hadith has been described by many Islamic scholars as a prerequisite to serious Islamic learning. To further your study of hadith and many other Islamic subjects, please check out the exclusive courses available at qalamnow.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inshallah, today we are starting with hadith number 37. An ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, an Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fima yarwihi an rabbihi tabaraka wa ta'ala, qal, inna allaha kataba al-hasanati wa-sayyi'at, thumma bayyana dhalik, faman hamma bihasanatin falam ya'malha, katabaha allahu indahu hasanatan kamila. وإن هم بها فعملها كتبه الله عنده عشر حسنات إلى 700 ضعف من أضعاف إلى أضعاف كثيرة وإن هم بسيئة فلم يعملها كتبه الله عنده حسنة كاملة وإن هم بها فعملها كتبه الله سيئة واحدة رواه البخاري ومسلم. The hadith is narrated by Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu. He narrates from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who relates from what is related from his Lord, from Allah azza wa jal. Verily Allah has written down the good deeds and the evil deeds, and then explained it by saying, whosoever intended to perform a good deed but did not do it, then Allah writes it down with himself as a complete good deed. And if he intended to perform it and then did perform it, then Allah writes it down with himself as from 10 good deeds up to 700 times, up to many times multiplied. And if he intended to perform an evil deed but did not do it, then Allah writes it down with himself as a complete good deed. And if he intended it, meaning the evil deed, and then performed it, Allah writes it down as one evil deed. The hadith is narrated by Imam Bukhari and Imam Muslim rahmatullahi alayhi. So right off the bat, this hadith we see, as Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi narrates it, he uses the language at the beginning, فِيمَا يَرْوِيهِ عَلْ رَبِّهِ. And this means these words are those that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is relating from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a type of hadith qudsi, a divine narration. The details regarding hadith qudsi have previously been discussed in one of the classes, so we'll leave that for those who wish to study it and to revisit it, can go and visit it in the notes. This particular hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarding the reward for good deeds and the sin for doing evil is related through different narrators and different companions, but the message is very similar. So, for example, in one hadith narrated by Imam Bukhari and Imam Muslim rahmatullahi alaihi from Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, again, this is a hadith Qudsi, يقول الله, إِذَا أَرَادَ عَبْدِي أَن يَعْمَلَ سَيِّئَةً فَلَا تَكْتُبُوهَا عَلَيْهِ حَتَّى يَعْمَلَهَا. Allah Azza wa Jalla says to the angels that when my servant intends to do a bad deed, an evil deed, do not write it down until he actually does it. فَإِنْ عَمِلَهَا فَاكْتُبُوهَا بِمِثْلِهَا. And if he does end up going through with that intention, that inclination, and does that bad thing, then only write it down as one sin, not multiple. وَإِن تَرَكَهَا مِنْ أَجْلِي فَاكْتُبُوهَا لَهُ حَسَنًا. And if he leaves that sin because of my fear, if he leaves it for my sake, then write it down as a good intention. And if he intends, وَإِن أَرَادَ أَن يَعْمَلَ حَسَنَةً فَلَمْ يَعْمَلْهَا فَاكْتُبُوهَا لَهُ حَسَنًا. And if he intends to do a good deed, but for whatever reason doesn't end up doing it, write it down as a good deed. فَإِنْ عَمِلَهَا فَاكْتُبُوهَا لَهُ عَشْرَ حَسَنَاتٍ إِلَىٰ 700 ضِعْفٍ. And if he does end up following through with that good intention and actually does the good deed, then at a minimum write it down as 10 good deeds and multiply it up to 700 times. In another hadith by Imam Bukhari and Imam Muslim rahmatullahi alayhima from Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, كُلُّ عَامَلِ بْنِ آدَمَ يُضَاعَفْ. That every deed, every good deed of the son of Adam alayhi salam, the children of Adam, the insan, is multiplied. Al-hasanatu bi'ashri amthaliha. Every good deed is multiplied by 10. إلى 700 ضعف until 700. قال الله عز وجل, الله عز وجل then says, إلا الصوم or إلا الصيام, except for fast. فإنه لي وأنا أجزي به يدع شهوته وطعامه وشرابه من أجلي. Except for fasting, the reward of fasting is beyond 700 folds. It's much, much greater. إلا الصوم, except for fasting. فإنه لي, that person fasted, he made a sacrifice of leaving his food, his drink, his carnal passion for my sake. So وَأَنَا أَجْزِي بِهِ, I will reward for it directly. And in one reading of this particular hadith, instead of وَأَنَا أَجْزِي بِهِ, the muhadithun have written as the ضبط, وَأَنَا أُجْزَى بِهِ, meaning I will be the reward. My ultimate pleasure will be the reward of that servant who fasts solely and only for my sake. The scholars, they read this hadith and they say that there are four types of people discussed in this particular hadith. And in today's class, inshallah, we will briefly look at each of these four people and understand what's happening in each scenario. So the first scenario is of a I'll list all four out, then we'll go into each one in more detail. The first person, or the first type of person, is someone who actually does a good deed. The second type of person is someone who actually does the bad deed. The third type of person is someone who intends to do a good deed, but doesn't end up doing it. He just intends it. And the fourth type of person is someone who intends to do something evil, but doesn't necessarily follow through with it. So we have four types of people here. We will study each one as we go along. The first person is the one who does a good deed. He actually follows through and does it. Alhamdulillah, we just prayed Isha Salah. Alhamdulillah, we're sitting in this gathering, studying hadith together. These are all good deeds. These are actions that are beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The scholars discuss what is the definition of hasana, what is the definition of a good deed. They say, al-hasanatu hiya kullu ma ja'a fi shar'i, every single thing that has come in the deen, al-hathu ala fi'lihi, meaning in a manner that the religion encourages it. It motivates people to do this good deed. Min al-wajibat aw min al-mustahabbat. Either it's something mandatory or recommended. So anything the deen, Islam, encourages you to do, regardless of it being mandatory or recommended, min al-furud wa min al-nawafil, sawa'an kanat qawlan aw fi'lan, regardless of it being a statement or an action, is considered a good deed. So I'll just restate that again. Anything the deen, Islam, encourages us to do, regardless of it being mandatory or recommended, and regardless of it being a statement or an action, doing that is a good deed. This is something we are encouraged to do. People, they commonly get upset when they talk about Islamic law because the word law is a little intimidating. People don't like thinking of law. They feel like they're being watched. The big brother is looking after them, and how if they don't do it, they'll be punished. So out of fear, they do it. Our Shaykh used to say, think of Islamic Sharia, the guidelines of our life that Islam presents to us, how we should live our life, the code of life, not necessarily as laws, but rather view them as the secrets to loving the one who you love. These are the things that will bring you the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, you're interested in marrying someone. You know the person who you want to marry. Now you have to figure out how to win their heart and how to win the heart of their family members. So what do? You don't wing it, because if you wing it, you might blow the opportunity. So what you do is you speak to the people that are close to that person that you're interested in. You speak to people that are close to that family. What are their likes? What are their dislikes? What kind of food do they like? What kind of gifts do they like? And when you prepare yourself and you come in a fashion that is pleasing to them, you will, without doubt, attract their love and attract their respect. And that's what Sharia is. The Prophet ﷺ is delivering to us the cheat book, if I may say, the secrets of how to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because these methods the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is teaching us, the hasanat and the sayyi'at, the things we need to do, the things we need to stay away from, are inspired to the heart of the Prophet directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They don't come from a third party or from a third source. So when a person does a good deed, the good deed is multiplied 10 times without any doubt. وَمُضَاعَفَةُ الْحَسَنَةِ بِعَشْرِ أَمْثَالِهَا لَازِمٌ لِكُلِّ الْحَسَنَاتِ. Every time a person does a good deed, it will surely be multiplied 10 times. We know this because the Quran makes this promise. مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ فَلَهُ عَشْرُ أَمْثَالِهَا in Surah An'am, verse number 160. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and whoever brings a good deed, they will be rewarded tenfold. Right off the bat, we see the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us the chance to do good deeds that we would have required 10 lifetimes in one lifetime. Allah is saying, live one life, live 160 years, but you'll get the good deeds of how many years? 600 years. We'll give